I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, where at this time we present the Friday feature interview of the week. Our subject for this week, the Center for Disordered Eating, which has undergone a name change to Carolina's Resource Center for Eating Disorders. My guest this morning is the executive director of this group, Simone Seitz. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
First of all, tell me where the center is headquartered in Western North Carolina, the mission, and why the recent name change.
Sure. We have an office in the United Way building downtown Asheville. That's on South French Broad. Our office is number 250. Our mission is developing and connecting resources to assist and advocate for those impacted by eating disorders. And we decided to change our name. Over the past year, we've been identifying need and aligning our programming and systems to address the need and prepare to scale. And we recognized that our name didn't really clearly identify what we do. Center for Disordered Eating was actually T period, H period, E period, which stood for treatment, healing, education. And I quite often get phone calls from folks thinking that we were a treatment center rather than a nonprofit support organization. And the name didn't really indicate where we were and that we're here in North Carolina. So it was important for us that individuals, families, and professionals who are looking for information and support can easily access those resources. So we have our new name, our new logo, and a new website. It clearly identifies who we are now.
Now, one of the things that your organization promotes is that eating disorders are not choices. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. Eating disorders are actually complex illnesses. There are genetic and biological components, and the genetic and biological components can be affected by environmental variables. So this is why, as an organization, we focus a lot of our outreach on awareness of those variables. If folks understand about disordered eating, which will include body image, food, exercise, concerns and behaviors, then we feel like we can get on the front end and prevent eating disorders for the folks who have the genetic and biological predisposition.
You know, often many of us might not think of a child or maybe even an elderly person having this issue, but it truly affects all ages and genders, correct?
It does. Eating disorders don't discriminate. They affect people of all ages, genders, races, and ethnic groups. And actually, you can't tell if someone has an eating disorder by looking at them. For example, someone with a quote-unquote healthy average weight can actually have anorexia, bulimia, or suffer from binge eating disorder. So that's one of the stigmas that we really try to break, that it's not, you know, the typical teenage female who suffers. You know, it runs the gamut, and there's actually a spectrum. So it's important that folks know that.
Simone, what about when it comes to mortality rates of a mental illness? Where does eating disorders fall?
There was a study by the National Association of Anorexia Nervosa and Associated Eating Disorders, and that study reported that anorexia nervosa actually has the highest death rate of any psychiatric illness, and that includes major depression. The stats came back and said, without treatment, up to 20% of people with serious eating disorders will die. With treatment, though, the mortality rate will fall to 2 to 3%.
On WNCW right now, you're listening to the Friday feature interview of the week. Our guest is the executive director of the group Carolina's Resource Center for Eating Disorders, Simone Seitz. Simone, over the past year, what has been the Carolina's Resource Center for Eating Disorders' main focus?
We have been restructuring. We're building on 14 years of serving Western North Carolina as the Center for Disordered Eating through education, resources, and support. With our new name, we're actually building on what we've always done, but we're providing outreach, development, and connection to resources and assistance in North Carolina. We want to make sure everyone knows that we're here in North Carolina. Our emphasis is on advocacy and awareness because we believe that prevention is ideal. And for those who need it, we're also here to help support and connect them if they need treatment.
I want to get into talking about support groups. I understand that your organization has support groups. Some meet certain times of the month, maybe on Mondays. There's also Wednesdays. Just go over that list of support groups and what happens there.
Sure. We have a support group for family, friends, and loved ones, and that one is on the first and third Mondays of the month. And we also have adult support group, and that's every Wednesday evening. The adult support group is helpful for folks who are beginning, supplementing, and reinforcing recovery. That group is actually 18 and over pro recovery, as I said. It's gender inclusive. And both of our support groups are peer-led, but they're facilitated by professionals. We have therapists and dietitians who facilitate those meetings. And one of the things that came out of it recently is one of the adult support group attendees who participates in the group to reinforce recovery reached out to volunteer with us. And over time, this individual actually has become a very involved participant in our organization's outreach with personal story and messages of healing and hope. You know, that's one of the wins that we have. We actually have someone who comes in for support and becomes part of our organization as a volunteer.
Before we wrap up our time, is there anything else you would like to add, in particular, if maybe there is a loved one of someone that they feel like is a friend, a family member that is dealing with eating disorder? What?
Sure. We have our website, which is a great resource, and that is crcfored.com. And we also have our helpline, and anyone is welcome to give us a call. And if there's a question or a concern and I don't have the answer, I will work to find out and circle back and provide whatever support I can. And that number is 828-337-4685.
It is certainly an issue out there in our society, eating disorder. So it's been a pleasure today on the Friday feature to talk about what was the Center for Disordered Eating, now known as the Carolinas Resource Center for Eating Disorders, located in Asheville. And with us, the Executive Director, Simone Seitz. Again, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
WNCW's Friday feature is also available as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Have a wonderful weekend.